He wore body armor and a camera. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The suspect in a mass shooting in upstate New York has pleaded not guilty to murder.
This tragedy happening yesterday at a Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York, during a busy afternoon of shopping. Authorities are investigating the attack as racially motivated, taking place in a predominantly black neighborhood. One witness describes the horrifying scene.
When I first saw him shooting, he shot a woman, he shot a deacon, he shot another woman, and then he went in the store and started shooting again.
Retired Buffalo police officer Aaron Salter was among the 10 killed and is being hailed a hero.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Police say the 18-year-old live-streamed the rampage on the social media site Twitch, but the company took it down shortly after the violence started. No one was killed in Milwaukee, but 21 people were hurt in three separate shootings Friday night.
People have too easy access to guns. Point blank. Point blank.
Mayor Cavalier Johnson has imposed a limited curfew that will be in place until tomorrow morning. The shootings took place downtown.
If somebody is going to take out a gun and shoot it in a crowd full of people, I mean, we could take a poll right here. Who thinks that those people should have access to guns?
Multiple people were arrested. The war in Ukraine isn't going as Moscow had planned. That's according to the head of NATO, who also says Ukraine can win the war. NATO diplomats are meeting in Berlin as Finland says it wants to join the alliance. Sweden is also taking steps to join NATO. While you were sleeping, gasoline prices went up again. AAA says the national average price is $4.47 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Just about everything we buy is costing more, and inflation is being felt sharply at the supermarket.
Eggs up 22.6%, bacon up 17.7%, and coffee increasing 13.5%. On top of soaring prices at the grocery store, empty shelves are just as big of a challenge. Another major pain point is energy. With the summer months approaching, people are driving more. Gas is up 44% year over year.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular is $4.47. Store shelves are bare in the baby aisle. The White House says it's working to resolve a severe shortage of formula.
Republicans have been calling for them to streamline the process to set the standards for importation because it could easily be received from other countries while they ramp up production here at home.
Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. Grocery stores, shopping malls, and restaurants will start reopening tomorrow in Shanghai. It's unclear, though, if residents will be allowed to leave their homes. China's largest city has been coping with a COVID-19 outbreak. There's a party planned in Las Vegas tonight.
The Billboard Music Awards boast a whopping 62 categories that measure chart success, streaming, airplay, and social engagement. The Weeknd has the most nominations with 17, one of which is for top artists, where he's up against Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, Drake, and Doja Cat, who has the second highest number of nominations at 14. Performers include L. King and Miranda Lambert, Machine Gun Kelly, Dan and Shay, and Travis Scott in his first televised performance since last year's Astroworld tragedy, which left 10 dead and hundreds injured after a crowd surge. The Billboard Music Awards air this evening at 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.